Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Dalet, continuing in Perek Dalet of Trumos, and today we're going to learn Mishnayos, Tes, and Yod. So the Gemara, the Mishnah rather, is going to pick up on Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Rabbi Akiva had said in the last Mishnah that if you know exactly what color, size, or shape of Truma fell into the mixture of Chulin, so then only the Chulin of similar color, size, and shape will be Mitzdarif to be Mevatel the Truma. But if you don't know what the size, color, shape of the Truma was, then all of the Chulin of any color, size, and shape will be mitzdarif to be mevatel. So ketzad. So give an example. Chamishim te'inim shcharos. Ketzad always means, for example, chamishim te'inim shcharos, chamishim levanos. You have 50 black figs and 50 white figs of chulin. Nafla shchora, and a black truma fig fell into the mixture. So shcharos asuros levanos mitzaros. So all the black figs are asur because it's a 50-1 ratio. It's not enough to be mevatel. And all the white figs are mitzar because you know that those are chulin. Nafla levana, if a white fig fell in, levanos asuros shcharos mitzaros. All the white figs are going to be asur because that's weiter, a 50-1 ratio, which is not enough to be mevatel, and the black ones are going to be mutter because you know that those are chulin. But b'shen yodua manafla malazu azu, if you don't know whether it was a black or white fig of truma that fell in, then they're all going to be mitzdarif to be mevatel the truma fig, and therefore they're all going to be mutter. Now the ubazu, and in this case where the truma is a different color or size or shape than some of the chulin, Rabbi Lazar Machmir, Rabbi Shua Mekel. Turns out that Rabbi Lazar is more Machmir and Rabbi Shua is more Mekel, meaning that was in the previous Mishnah. But in similar cases that we're going to say in the next Mishnah, we're going to see that Rabbi Lazar is more Mekel and Rabbi Shua is more Machmir. Meaning the way we said it right now is Rabbi Eliezer in the previous Mishnah answered. He says that anything that's the same type as the Truma is going to be Aser. A white fig of Truma gets mixed into a mixture of 50 white and 50 black figs of Chulin. All the white figs are asr to anyone who's not a Kohen. And even if you don't know if the color of the fig of Truma was white or black, but you know that it was one or the other, and 50 of these chulin figs are white and 50 are black, it's all going to be asr. So that's Rabbi Eliezer being Machmir and Rabbi Yeshua being Mekel. However, Mishnah Yud tells us as follows, that there is one case where it's going to go the other way. So, Bezur Rabbi Eliezer Mekel for Rabbi Yeshua Machmir. There is a case where Rabbi Lazar is going to be Mekel and Rabbi Yeshua is going to be Machmir. What is that case? B'doris litra ketzios al pi hakad. If you take a litra of dried truma figs and you put it at the mouth, the opening of a jug that has dried chulin figs, but you don't know which mouth of the mouth of which jug of chulin figs did you attach truma figs to. So Rabbi Lazar omer rono san kilu hein prudos. Rabbi Lazar says, even though the truma figs are definitely at the mouth of one of the jugs, you view all of the truma figs as if they are separate and they're spread out evenly throughout the jug. And even the contents of the jug will be mitzdarif to be mevatel the truma that's at the mouth of the jug. But Rabbi Shua Omer, lo sal ad shusha me'akadim. Rabbi Shua says, no. How can you count the contents of the jug to what you're being mitzdarif to be mevatel the truma? You know that the truma is not the contents of a jug. The truma is at the mouth of the jug. So only that which is only if you have 100 different jugs to the one, 100-1 ratio of you have 101 total jugs, and only one of them has truma at its mouth. Only then will it be enough to be mevatel. So in that case, Rabbi Lazar is much more mekel, and Rabbi Yeshua is much more machmir. So to quickly review, in Mishnah, what do we say? Mishnah Tes, we learned that the example of how Rabbi Akiva will say that it will depend if you know which type of truma fell in or not, is that if you have 50 white figs, 50 black figs, and you know that either a white or a black fig of truma fell in, so then the like kind of the truma are all going to be asr, and the unlike kind are all going to be mutter. But if you don't know which kind of truma fell in, then they're all going to be mutter. We said that Rabbi Lazar is more machmir than Rabbi Yehoshua, because Rabbi Lazar in the previous Mishnah was just machmir. And then in Mishnah Yud we said, but there is a case where Rabbi Yehoshua is more machmir than Rabbi Eliezer, and that is, if you take truma and you put it at the mouth of one of the jugs, so how do you do the cheshbon of what's going to be mevatel that truma? Do you count just what's at the mouth of the other jugs? That's Rabbi Yeshua's more chamerdika stance. Or do you count all of the figs that are in all of the jugs, even the contents of what's in the bottom of the jugs? And that's Rabbi Eliezer's more makel stance. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph.